This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and as we do, we're now going to segue and move slightly eastward and go to Austin, Texas, where we pick up the editor-in-chief of the truthaboutguns.com, that being Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Happy summer.
Indeed. Is it summertime now? Is that official?
Yeah.
That's good.
June 21st.
I got you.
Solstice. We're here.
Okay. Anyway. I haven't been paying attention because here in the upstate of South Carolina, it's pretty much like the Philippines during springtime.
Yeah,
then when summer hits, it, you know, it's like full blown like the Philippines. Anyway, the president has been at it again. What's he been up to lately, and what kind of nonsense is he sputtering nowadays?
Well, it's a lot of what he's said in the past, but it seems to be getting more frequent, and some might even call him a lying dog-faced pony soldier. He's now officially campaigning for 2024. And that means that they have to, let him out of his crypt more often and put him in front of a microphone, and that's what things get interesting. So, they can't always control what he says, even with a teleprompter. And that means there's lots of interesting things being spouted, and particularly where guns are involved. Very little of it has any basis in fact. So he's spouting things like the Second Amendment says that there's some guns you can't own. Of course, the whole thing about, you know, nobody's going to take on the government because you need F-16, that kind of thing. But what's interesting is it's gotten to the point now that the lies are so frequent and so you can't gloss over them so much anymore that even CNN fact-checked him this week. They ran a post. Fact-checking five gun lies that he made. And as you know, that when Joe Biden loses CNN, something's wrong. Somebody at CNN has decided, you know what, maybe this isn't our best option for 2024 anymore. So, you know, they called him out. They said his late son, Bo Biden, was the first to ever enforce a red flag law when he was Attorney General of Delaware. Well, Bo Biden died in 2015, and the state didn't have a red flag law until 2018, so it was very difficult for him to enforce anything like that. And even though the red flag law is named after him, they called it, for some reason, I think, the Bo Biden Gun Violence Prevention Law or something stupid like that. They pointed out the fact, you know, that he was at some gun violence summit in Connecticut last week or so, and claimed that when you put a brace on a pistol, it magically converts the pistol to a gun and also changes the caliber. I don't know where you can buy those kinds of those pistol braces, but I'd sure love to have one. So they made fun of him for that. They called him out again on his oft-repeated lie that gun manufacturers can't be sued for any reason. That, of course, is a lie. They can and have been sued many, many, many times. But and they called out one that I hadn't even heard. I didn't know that he had said that. He said he claimed that the NRA can't be sued. And the fact that the NRA has such overwhelming power, you know, the NRA is the only outfit in the nation that we cannot sue as an institution. They got, before this, before I became president, they passed legislation that said you can't sue them. Imagine that has been the case with, if that had been the case with tobacco companies. I know he's old. I know his brain is, you know, is rotting as we speak. I know he's addled. I'm sure dementia is well on its way to claiming any remaining cognitive abilities he has. But that was a really creative one. I'm not sure where that came from. And even CNN said Biden's claim is false. While gun manufacturers have liability protections, no law has ever passed to prevent suits against the NRA. The NRA has faced a variety of lawsuits in recent years. In other words, Biden is telling lies so big that even his allies in the anti-gun media cannot ignore them anymore.
Can you imagine what it must be like to be on his staff?
They live in abject fear.
All of his stuff, and I know all of his stuff is predicated on a lie, even before he became a desiccated old pervert. But, I mean, does he not understand the lessons we've learned from Vietnam and Afghanistan as far as how much anybody needs an F-16 if they're not going to actually get out there and take the ground?
No. He doesn't know that. He doesn't recognize that. Even younger, allegedly more cogent people like Eric Swalwell love to spout the same garbage that if you're going to go up against the United States, well, you know, you better have nukes. You better have F-16. Sadly, it's been shown time and time again that if you fight the right kind of war and wait long enough, you can outlast the United States military.
Well, if you're not going to go out there and just, if the United States military is not going to go out there and just say, we're just going to kill everything. Let's go. Let's start here.
Exactly.
We're going to start here and we're going to end here. And when we get down, we should be finished. If they're not going to do that, then no, they may as well not even go.
Correct. Because when the public loses interest, and when the political tide changes in Congress, as it did after 9/11, and then in with the Iraq War, all you have to do is hang on long enough, and eventually the United States will say, you know what, it's enough blood, it's enough treasure, we're done, let's just get the hell out of here.
Right. Right. That's the fun. Oh, it's so much fun. It's very difficult when Democrats are, well, it's getting pretty difficult when Republicans are in charge too, to be quite honest with you. I'm having a hard time sometimes telling the difference. Let's talk about that next before we get into the next thing from the Truth About Guns. I just want to ask your opinion of that in the short segment, if you can. And this article, by the way, is on the front page right now as we speak at thetruthaboutguns.com, where the very most prolific website there is on the web when it comes to putting out the latest in the gun culture, in the gun world. Whatever's new, they have it. They know what's happening with it before you do. In some cases, I'll get a breaking news, and I mean, it really is truly breaking news. You'll hear about it there before you'll hear about it anywhere else, and definitely before the fake stream legacy media gets a hold of it. So, thetruthaboutguns.com, that's where Dan plies his trade. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Oftentimes, I will call Dan offline. It'll have nothing to do with anything. I'll just be spouting something. I'll feel quite unreasonable, to be honest with you. And so I'll call Dan to try to bring me down. I'm sure that just makes your day when that happens, doesn't it? I'm sure it does.
I always love to see your name flash up in my
anyway, one of my issues that I have right now with the feds anyway. Now with the states, you know, the Republicans, some of these Republican states like, well, just any state that has gone ahead and gone with the permitless carry, I don't know how pro-gun I sit back and go, oh, absolutely, those guys are pro-gun all day long, as long as the day is long, E-I-E-I-O. But the Republicans, on the other hand, now, correct me if I'm wrong, when Trump got elected, didn't he say he would sign national reciprocity if it was put on his desk?
He did.
And what was the, and the holdup was Ryan, as I recall, initially, right?
Well, maybe. I mean, that bill, along with Hearing Protection Act, both of those were moving in Congress and moving well. And the prospects looked very good. And then, literally days, I think, before one of the two bills, and years ago now, I can't remember, was to have a hearing in the House, that's when we had the congressional baseball game practice shooting. And that changed the entire landscape. And both bills were pulled, and I assume Ryan, but I'm sure there were others in the House too, didn't want to be seen as passing pro-gun legislation after a prominent shooting of federal legislators.
So, when we only get a chance of passing this kind of stuff, though, when we hold all three of the primary, you know, the House, Senate, presidency. That's the only way for us to get anything passed. When we did this, the last time this happened, and the opening of Trump's presidency, the Republicans, for some reason, I mean, oh, yeah, and a good example, Obamacare. How many times when Obama was still president did they vote to repeal Obamacare after Republicans took control of the House? Eight?
It's easy to posture on those kinds of issues or any issue when you know that whatever it is you say and whatever legislation you write and whatever vote you cast has no realistic prospect of becoming law.
That's right.
Yeah.
So why with Obamacare when they had, because that's where all of the time was spent, right? They were busy trying to repeal Obamacare. That was one thing he promised he would do if they would put it together. And instead of just repealing it, they wanted to repeal and replace when they finally could actually do something to move those chains. What were your when that was happening? Did a lot of lights go on in your head when that happened?
Well, yeah, it confirmed. I mean, to their credit, they came within one vote of getting that done.
Right.
They passed it in the House, and John McCain, because he hated Donald Trump so much, voted no in the Senate, and that was the one vote needed to kill it, and that's why Obamacare was never completely repealed.
Right,
it was a fit of pique and spite on the part of a bitter old man who had been insulted by Donald Trump and would rather exact some revenge then do something you would think he would want to do, but it showed more about his character than it did Donald Trump's.
Well, I mean, do you think that was part of it, was the problem with that, I mean, McCain, he waited till it was his turn to run for the presidency, and then he lost.
Mm-hmm.
And he lost primarily because all his platform was talking about Barack Obama. Right, he didn't talk about what he was going to do. He talked about Barack Obama.
Yeah. Again, my brain is getting older by the day, and I don't remember as much as I used to. But that does seem to be a lot of it. You know, he had all these friends in the media who were friends of his until he ran and was running against a Democrat for president. That, of
right.
course, they turned on him. And you're right. He made it more about running against Obama than he did telling people what he would do. And there were just a lot of things going against Obama. Was a very good candidate.
Oh yeah,
he had every advantage. He had of course, you know, the media behind him, and it was,
he was a, well, I mean, he was a great campaigner. He used text messages in campaigning. I think it was the first time that ever been used.
Yeah. I mean, they ran a great campaign. That was just destined to happen.
So, and McCain, on the other hand, the only reason McCain was the nominee was because it was his turn. He was the Mitt Romney. He was the Bob Dole.
Right, exactly.
So,
exactly.
And I mean, every time we run somebody that it's their turn, they lose. And to his credit, with Trump was sort of like Obama. He came out of nowhere, right? Came out of nowhere and won it. Now, do you think part of that bitterness was due to the fact that Trump won and he didn't?
I don't think it was so much that as that he, if you remember, Trump directly insulted him and said something about his being a prisoner of war and how that was not honorable. I can't remember the exact quote, but he directly insulted McCain and his war record because he'd been a prisoner of war.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing about him being a prisoner of war, it's more impressive to me that what he survived when he became a prisoner of war at the Hanoi Hilton.
Oh. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I'm sure even if you were asked him, if he were still around to ask, would you rather stayed up in that plane and just kept on bombing everything, or did you enjoy your time as a prisoner of war? He'd say, no, I'd rather been in the plane. That's the impressive part, what he put up with and survived at the Hanoi Hilton. But I mean, Trump's strong point is that Trump knows how to poke the bear and make the bear react like a crazy, like a rabid bear. I don't know why he would do that with McCain, but he did it with McCain.
And that's what I was just going to say. Yes, he does know how to do that, and he enjoys doing that, but he doesn't know when not to do it. And it wasn't as if he was running against McCain. There was no reason to do that, and it came back to bite him.
Yeah.
He could have signed into law the repeal of Obamacare, as he had promised. He had only himself to blame for it.
And
that was an incredibly petty and spiteful move by McCain, but, it was a fight that,
he's not remembered by me as a statesman for that one. Let's put it that way. He's not remembered by me as a statesman. But anyway, we're heading into the break. This is not at thetruthaboutguns.com, but I have these discussions with Dan because he's the only one that I can have him with. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective with confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
USA News Update. The former school resource officer Scott Peterson has been found not guilty on all counts for his response to the deadly school shooting in Parkland, Florida.
I would hope I would never want any law enforcement officer in this country to go through of what I went through.
The Supreme Court today ruled in favor of challenges to affirmative action programs at the University of North Carolina and Harvard. The High Court ruled that the university admissions policies were unconstitutional. Attorney Clarence McKee, who attended Howard University, says today's decision did not eliminate affirmative action.
They're not banning them. You look at things like race or background or geographical. They're just saying, you know, write an essay about how you overcame certain barriers. How will you benefit our school?
McKee also said today's decision rejects the concept of critical race theory and the idea of black victimhood. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. We had a new phenomenon happen over the weekend. We had the weekend coup. And the weekend coup was over about the time it began and everything. But do you think there are some lessons we can take away from the antics of Putin and Prigozhin? What do you think the Russian people learned from that one?
Well, I'm not sure. It's pretty interesting. You don't get coups or attempted coups in major nuclear powers very often. And it seemed to be over almost as quickly as it started yesterday. It only lasted a few hours. But one thing that is interesting that came out of it was a quote from an exiled former Russian oligarch who somehow got on the wrong side of Putin and decided he didn't want to magically fall out of a building like so many of Putin's enemies did. So he, a guy named Mikhail Khodorkovsky said, now we see that only armed people can resist the dictatorship. Now there's a small window of opportunity where there's chaos in the streets and security forces are not in control of the situation. He saw that he's no fan of Prigozhin, but he saw that this might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to wrest power from Putin. He said, if you see strength in yourself in the future to become those armed people who will oppose Putin or Prigozhin, then it's time to arm yourself. Prigozhin is not our friend, not even our ally. He's a bandit and a war criminal, but his rebellion is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and there won't be another one like it for a long time. But, again, back up above, he said, now we see that only armed people can resist the dictatorship. It's amazing. You know, if only the founders here had that idea 250 years ago. Oh, wait, they did. they realized exactly the same thing and had the foresight to write that into the Constitution and make that the Second Amendment, because they wanted to make sure that if tyranny ever took over and oppressed people here in the United States, that the people would have the ability to fight back and overthrow it, just as we did against the King of England. So, yes, it's always enlightening when people in other countries discover the right or the value of an armed populace.
Would you not think they already know that, though?
Of course they do. Yeah. And that's why they're oppressed. And that's why governments in these countries have no interest whatsoever in having an armed populace, with a few notable exceptions like Switzerland and a few others. Widespread gun ownership, the legal ability to carry guns, that type of thing. That isn't in the interest of anybody who's in power anywhere, especially in less democratic societies. And they want to ensure that that isn't a problem that they ever have to deal with or worry about. And it's, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out why. At some point, if you make life miserable enough for your population, they can and will rise up against you. And you, of course, you can see it. You've seen it happen in places like Iran, where there's been a number of attempts at rebellion, but you've got a populace that isn't armed and can't do anything much other than demonstrate in the streets and eventually become cannon fodder for the military.
Well, I guess in Russia, though, I guess the interesting thing about the Russian military that I have for just a minute, I was a little concerned about the Russian military.
Yeah, well, I think that Prigozhin had hopes of a significant number of the Russian military jumping over to his side as
right.
he was moving toward Moscow. And when that didn't happen, he did an about face. And now I think he can, somehow they quote unquote allowed him to go to Belarus. And that's where he's going to be spending the rest of his days, hoping nobody sticks him in the back of the leg with an umbrella.
Well, I mean, the thing with what he did, he probably had not enough logistics.
Would be my guess. What? I'm sorry.
He probably didn't have enough logistics. They were moving fast and hard, and everybody was like, "Why'd you stop?"
Well, that's a wonderful question. That too. And then I read a different account today where, and who knows how much this is true, how much isn't, where Prigozhin claims to have 25,000 troops. Some people, and this guy said, one expert, quote unquote, thinks it's closer to 2,500. I find it hard to believe that he would have ever thought to try to march on Moscow with only 2,500 troops. But who knows? That's probably garbage. So much of what comes out of Ukraine and Russia is misinformation.
I think with any coup, it boils down to where, how deep can you get into and how fast can you take over the leadership?
Right.
Because the Russians, except for the generals, I mean, I don't know how it is now, but in the 80s during the Cold War, our goal was always to knock out their leader as soon as we identified who that was and just see what they did at that point.
Yeah, you want to instill chaos and
operate. It's not like so, and I would imagine it's a little bit like this in the civilian world too. Whenever he decides to do something, I'm almost certain he doesn't go to his cabinet and say, "This is what I want to do. Give me your input. How would you do it?" Which is exactly how a fire team, when a lieutenant or a sergeant gets an assignment in the American military, he sits down with his crew and he says, "Okay, this is what we got to do. Tell me what you think." And then everybody knows exactly what the objective is.
Well, yeah, it's kind of nice to have everybody pulling in the same direction and working toward the same goal.
Indeed.
So yeah, I don't know who's really running things at the White House these days.
I guess the thing I would take away from it is when you are a disarmed populace, whenever the two big boys decide they want to fight, you just sort of have to sit back and watch and hope they don't shell your house, right?
Well, that was part of the concern yesterday. If you look at the record of what Russia's done in cities in Ukraine, Prigozhin had pulled up in, I can't remember the name of the town, south of Moscow, and there were people there were extremely concerned that he was going to unleash the Air Force in the city and just flatten it, just like they tried to do to a number of Ukrainian cities.
Right.
That, of course, would have carried some significant political risk as well.
Well, I mean, the Russians have adopted a lot of ISIS tactics as well. They're taking their camcorders and doing a bunch of decapitations.
I was not aware of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're doing that. Whenever they capture some Ukrainians, they pull out the camcorders and film the decapitations.
Hmm.
So, yeah, if somebody's given that order, somebody has okayed that. So we'll see. I'm not that concerned with what the international community is going to do because we already see what they're going to do. They're not going to do much of nothing, but. Anyhow, this article is at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where you find the most prolific information when it comes to the gun culture, the gun world, all the other stuff. And the biggest thing that they are worried about with you is that you know about issues, that you know about details, that you know what is what and what isn't. And therein lies their problem. This is one way to arm yourself with information. And an armed electorate with information is more dangerous than if everybody had a gun. That's the heart that they're trying to control all of that for you. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And we've got this quote from, I don't know this pilgrim's name, but he's the Tulsa, Oklahoma chief of police. And I quote the quote: "Ultimately, I'm a Second Amendment guy. I own guns, of course, but I'm okay with giving up some of that freedom, right? We had to give up some of that freedom after 9/11, which, yeah, I guess he thinks that was okay. I'm okay with waiting 3 days, 5 days, or whatever to get my firearm if I go out and purchase another firearm. So I'm okay with a pause to allow for the weapons to be purchased and allow the government and the gun companies to look at the background and do a thorough check before that gun goes to someone." He doesn't even, I mean, just with that alone, he's completely ignorant, isn't he? Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. What, I mean, that's, are the gun companies going in looking at your background? Did I not know that? How did I not know that?
This is Tulsa Police Chief Wendell Franklin, by the way. Anytime anybody in a uniform stands up and says, ultimately, I'm a Second Amendment guy, hold on to your gun, lock your safe, batten down the hatches, something's coming, because there's always going to be a big but behind that. And, of course, there is, but I'm okay with giving up some of that freedom, right? This guy, whatever his protestations may be, is no Second Amendment guy by any measure. And you're right. So he's going to be fine with waiting periods, a pause to allow weapons to be purchased and allow government and the gun companies to look at the background and do a thorough check. It just shows you how ignorant the people we elect and appoint in this country are. This guy has no idea how background checks work. He doesn't know who does them. He doesn't know how they're performed. He probably doesn't know the form you have to fill out. He probably doesn't know who does the background check. He obviously thinks that the gun companies are somehow involved in a background check business. And this is a guy who is the chief law enforcement officer in a city of, I don't know, what, Tulsa, 750,000, maybe a million people.
Right.
It's embarrassing. It's also not unusual for any big city chief of police. These people, almost uniformly are appointed to these jobs by the mayor or city council. And they reflect the politics of big city mayors and big city councils. That's why you see very different points of view among sheriffs in this country who were elected by the people, not appointed by politicians. They're almost universally elected, and they have to run based on actual law and order platforms and reflecting the beliefs and the policies that appeal to the voters. And that's why so many sheriffs in this country come out against gun control laws. That's why so many sheriffs supported constitutional carry, sanctuary movements, and a lot of them came out, even states like Oregon, Washington, places, deep blue places like that that passed gun control laws. They said, I will not be enforcing that in my county. There's just a huge divide between elected sheriffs and appointed chief of police. And this is just a stark representation of that.
Well, he's obviously a big, if you look at the article, he thinks it was great when the federal government took control of the airlines, for example.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Patriot Act has obviously been a boon to freedom since 9/11. So apparently he wants more of the same, and he's just, he wants to be first in line to give up some of his gun rights, and to have to wait some period of time to take possession of a gun after he buys it. I'm sure he's in favor of red flag laws. I'm sure he's in favor of universal background check, and anything else that organizations like Mayors Against Illegal Guns support. And everybody else in the gun control industry.
Well, I mean, it's Tulsa is 411,000 people.
Oh, that's small. Okay.
Yeah, they are. Where are they at on the crime? Let's see. Well, they're not number one. Let's see. I don't see them.
No, I wouldn't expect they would be.
No, but
I'm sure they're down the list. It is Oklahoma, after all.
Yeah. There's only there's not 4 million people in Oklahoma.
No.
But it did. But their crime did go up by 5%. And they had a 29% surge in homicide in 2020.
Hmm. Yeah, as so many of almost every city did in 2020.
Yep.
Again, anytime somebody precedes his comments regarding guns with, I'm a Second Amendment guy, hold on to your wallet, on to your gun rights.
Yeah.
And look out, because there's some bad news coming right after that.
Well, and here's the other thing. This is the other thing. What I find interesting is that I don't know how old this guy is. He doesn't look as old as I am, perhaps, but, you never can tell nowadays. And the premise behind the instant background check was that it was new. We had not had to go through a background check before. And this, any right delayed was a right denied, right? I mean, was that part of the impetus behind it? And the 3-day wait period was actually a check on the government's power, because if you leave it up to the government, they don't care if they ever get back to you.
Well, yeah, that was the 3-day limit that was written into the law. So if it couldn't wait any more than 3 days, if they got backed up, or if that was being managed in some way as a de facto waiting period.
Right.
Which some people had claimed has happened in the past, but mostly doesn't. Most of the time, when you go in and buy a gun, you get an answer back, and it's just,
Well, the thing with that part of it that bugs me the most is the idea or the supposition that the government should be the arbiter of any of this stuff.
excuse me, correct.
Plus, anybody going through a background check probably is not going to be committing any crimes in most cases.
No.
So he's out there
in other places.
He's got nothing but anecdotal nonsense, and at the same time, he disregards everything about it. Do we know why he had to say anything about it at all? What pulled his string?
I don't know. I think he sat down with an interview with the local public radio station there, and he was asked, so there's crime in every big city is an issue. And if you're a public radio,
who runs the city? Is that run by Democrats?
I would be surprised if it isn't. Virtually any city of any size, half a million and up.
Yeah.
Although they're just under that.
I don't know. I don't know. All I know is that some of this stuff, for somebody to claim that they're a Second Amendment guy, that means I know what I'm talking about, first of all, if you're going to say that. And then if you're going to say it, it's a little bit like when somebody comes to me and goes, "Hi, how you doing? I'm a Christian." Why are you telling me that? Have you ever seen that in politics where they get out there and they want to talk about how much of a Christian man they are? You ever notice that?
Yeah, you hear that all the time. They have to establish their bona fides,
if that were the case, then it would take one. It would take one. It wouldn't take it every response. Running out of time, and as always, thank you for taking the time to join me.
Thanks for having me. Always a good time.
This is at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where you go. This is where you go. For the latest in the gun world, in the gun culture, in the politics. I mean, if you go look at their segments and their sections they have available to you, they have gear reviews, guns for beginners, gun control. They got it all. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one. And he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.